If you're a big fan of the Summer Olympics, you've probably watched a few field hockey games. Well, the game of taka looks pretty similar on the surface, but the show's Anika Klein tells us it has its roots in Tohono O'odham culture.
It's game time in Saskatone on the Gila River Reservation. A group of taka players gears up. They each choose a stick, called an usaga, from a pile. Someone picks up a puck, the ola.
One on this side! Come on this side, one of
you! You can't find these items in a store. They're handmade out of mesquite, just like they have been for generations. And the matches are intense.
And it's really aggressive, and we get tired, we have a lot of bumps and bruises, but it's all worth it.
Summer Narcho has been playing taka since she was 9 years old. She's 32 now. Her team is from Sels, capital of the Tohono O'odham Nation, and they're out here today for a taka tournament.
A lot of people's games are basketball or volleyball or softball, but my game is taka.
Taka teams exist across the Tohono O'odham Nation and also in the Gila River and Salt River communities. And they're all ages. But when Angelina Serafisio started playing taka in the 60s, it looked a little different.
The kids weren't, I guess, allowed to play. They never played at that time.
Taka was always a game for the women in the community. Serafisio used to play with staff members at the elementary school where she taught. But the pastime was fading.
We did need to bring it back at that time because there were only like three teams that we were always playing against. And there weren't any more teams. And all the ladies that were on those teams were elderly.
So Serafisio started a team of girls through a Girl Scout troop. That was about 40 years ago. Now, tournaments like this one fill up with players of all ages. Jennifer Allison is the oldest member of a relatively new team from Gila River. She says the wide age range provides balance to the team.
The younger ones can emulate the older ones, but of course the older ones would also depend on the younger ones, being that they're younger are probably faster runners.
Go, go, go!
Today, the girls have other sports to choose from at school or at rec centers. Serafisia says she still plays softball, but there's something special about this game. Taka is a part of tribal legend, played by O'odham women for as long as anyone can remember.
That gives them that identity that I am Tohono O'odham, I am an O'odham, I am of this certain tribe that used to play this game, and I'm carrying it on.
Carrying on a cultural tradition, something best described in Summer Narcho's team motto.
It says pain is temporary and cultural pride is forever.
Yeah, ladies.
For the show, I'm Anika Klein.